Well, of course, we're not so bothered about fairies these days. I was trying to think of a modern equivalent of a fairy ring. What is our superstition? Crop circles, of course. They're made by spaceships, aren't they? Everybody knows that. Well, now, we're going back now to the Rusticus series. And the one we're going to do next is sixth in the original series. We're not sticking to the original order. Rusticus domi faethercum huum. Domi, the countryman at home. That, of course, domi, that's where we get the word domestic from, of course. This shows a different it gives us a glimpse of family life and of how concerned they are, especially the wife is concerned about whether, where's the next pay packet going to come from? Will her husband still have a job when the current one is finished, and so on? Not in a whiny way, though. It's interesting. It's done very sympathetically. But Barnes, of course, came from that kind of family himself. His father described himself in the census as a laborer in husbandry. Well, that's exactly what this man is here in this poem. There are quite a few words in this one which I think I need to give you, because the vocabulary gets quite technical in places, especially at the beginning. When the child sees the father coming home from work, she says that he's carrying a niche. He got his niche of wood upon his back. Barnes defines a niche for us in his glossary as much as one can carry of wood, hay, or straw, and sometimes of drink. Hedgers, which this bloke is, are sometimes allowed to carry home every night a niche of wood, which they put on the end of a pole called a spiekker. Well, the spiekker also appears in this poem, and it's a very, very long one. So long, the child says, that it will reach up to the top of our tun. The tun is the chimney pot, the top part of the chimney that sticks up above the roof. And she thinks it'll do it'll be just the thing for her and her brother, getting my grammar wrong here. Barnes wouldn't have let me get away with that. It's just the thing for her and her brother to go colpexin with. Colpexin, that is, knocking off the few apples that are left on the tree after the crop has been taken. And Barnes connects the word etymologically with pixie, the pexin bit. Pixie, to colpexy, connected with pixie. Here's his definition. To beat down the few apples that may be left on the trees after the crop has been taken in. To take, as it were, the fairy's hoard. That's what the spiekker is for. Later on, the father says something about his horse. Well, no, he doesn't have a horse that he's riding. He's talking about a mechanical horse. You know, like a clothes horse? We use this word horse in various of these senses. This particular kind of horse is one used by hedgers. It's a kind of wooden platform that enables them to stand up above the ditch. Hedging and ditching go together. And if you've got to cut the hedge with your feet down in the ditch, you're going to get soaked, aren't you? And later on, he talks about doing work by the tut, which is what we would call piecework, getting paid by how much you do as opposed to by the hour. And at the very end, the little girl asks him, tells him that her brother needs a clacker. A clacker is a little rattle to frighten the birds with. It's like they use at the English soccer matches, those hooligans. But this is being used in a good cause, to frighten the birds off the corn. So, ladies and gentlemen, faethercum huum.